Hello, and welcome back. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I want to welcome you to the first episode of Naughty Tales. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight on this Wednesday night and allowing me to tuck you in with a sweet, sexy story. Now this story is guaranteed to make your temperature rise tonight. It's an oldie but goodie, something that I've written, a little erotic piece that I call The Soul Snatcher. Now The Soul Snatcher was originally written with a Halloween theme in mind, but anytime a soul is getting snatched in the bedroom, I think we get the drift, right? Right. So, I want to get a little bit of the pleasantries out of the way, and then we'll get right into the story. You can follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stivette. I'm the goddess of erotica. And on Facebook, on my business page at Jay Willis, and then my personal page, Jaylana Stivette. You also can purchase my book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Everywhere books are sold, it's got a worldwide distribution. And I'm working on a sexy lingerie line, so I want you to stay tuned for that. I also have a new book that's in the works. It's already completed, and it is with my publisher. It's a sequel to the first. It's called Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So you want to pick that up and tune into that, because there's some twists and some cliffhangers that I've addressed in the second book. And this next book is going to be pure fire. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into it. So without further ado, let me tuck you in with The Soul Snatcher. How the fuck did I let this happen? I thought to myself. I looked around in disbelief. Here I was, lifeless, and for what? I couldn't remember. All I remember was that I was exhausted. I couldn't move. Come on, Aurora, you got this. Mind over matter. Damn. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get out of the bed. Not even this meditation was working. Although I did feel like I was floating on air. Oh yeah, I was definitely high. But the ecstasy had worn off by now, surely. Damn, I was fucked up. I could still feel my insides throbbing. Oh shit. My pussy was a constant reminder of what went down. Oh, Tyrell's ass. I should have known. It was all starting to come back to me now. Earlier in the evening, October 31st, Janae. Aurora, girl, this bar is hella lit. What I tell you, girl? Yeah, yeah, it's kind of nice. Thanks for getting me out of the house. You think I would let you stay in on Halloween? Not only is it the spookiest holiday on deck, but shit, it's the freakiest, girl. Speak for yourself. You know I've been real good these days. Exactly. And that's why you need to get your hair down. Have fun. Be a freak. Suck a dick or something. Girl, stop. I cannot. You can and you will. And we're going to start by taking a hit of this X. Janae, You know I'm not a pill popper, girl. It's not a pill. It's X. It's good for you. Now relax. Take this X. And then we're going to chase it with this Cuervo. It's Halloween, and I refuse to take no for an answer. I looked at my girl for a second. She was right. Hell, it was Halloween. And you only live once, right? I mean, I wasn't even dressed up in a costume or anything, but I mean, at least I could do. So I swallowed the X pill and took that shot to the head and prepared for what was going to be the most epic night ahead. After about an hour, the ecstasy started kicking in, and I was feeling this club vibe, okay? The music was everything, and I was getting into it. I could physically feel the lyrics in my body. Sapiosexual by Toosey hit the airwaves, and when I heard the lyrics, I was like, oh my God. Tell him he gotta slow down. Lick from your ass to your back with it. I felt a tingling sensation running through me like a bolt of lightning first, then slowly and methodically. I said, ooh, this feels so good. I swayed to the music in my chair, felt every lyric. She likes somebody who next. I'ma be that when the time come. I'ma sapiosexual. We can be flexible, baby girl. I make your mind come. That sounded so good. A sapiosexual. Somebody to stimulate my mind and my body. By this time, my mind and my body were both on fire. I didn't know if it was from the tequila or the X, but every thought, every feeling, and everything else was hypersensitive. The one thing that could top this night off would be some bomb-ass sex. But since there were no prospects in sight, I knew that when I got home, my vibrator would be the main star of my own show. I thought about that for a moment and swayed back and forth to the music. Janae interrupted my thoughts by rubbing my arm gently. Ooh, girl, you feel so good. I know, right? Aurora, girl, that man has been looking over here the past 10 minutes, girl. I wonder who he's checking for. He is fine. And he was. This man was about 6'2", dark skin with dreads that hung to his shoulder. His frame was a medium build and his chest seemed to burst out of that tight-ass shirt he had on. Janae and I both said audibly, damn! And her crazy ass waved at him to come over. What the fuck? He smiled and we noticed the bartender had given us another shot courtesy of that fine-ass dark chocolate. The handsome man came over and introduced himself. His name was Tyrell. After a couple of more shots and another hit of X, it was apparent that Tyrell was checking for me when we ended up in the bedroom of my apartment. The memories of the night began slowly creeping back to me in flashes. I saw us at the club laughing and dancing and then kissing. Next thing I knew, we were in the bedroom. Music was playing in the background and Tyrell was pouring oil all over my body. The drips from the oil on my back sent erotic chills through my spine. I moaned. Tyrell followed up with deep, intense strokes to my back, my neck, and my shoulders. It felt so good. And in that moment, I wished I had one more hit of X. Tyrell placed soft kisses on my neck. He then turned my head to his and planted a deep kiss on my mouth. His tongue had a hidden surprise. An X pill. This nigga was reading my mind. I thought to myself, I'm definitely keeping him around after one night. Very shortly thereafter, as he went to work on my body, my little surprise began to kick in and I felt every single sensation again. As he massaged my backside, Terrell began to whisper, "Tell me, what else can I do for you tonight? Are you in the games?" I moaned and said, "Normally I'm not. But I'm gonna be honest. You got me over here feeling hella good. So what did you have in mind?" "Baby, my game is simple and easy. Childlike even. The world is yours. And you get to tell me what you want. As a matter of fact, I love it when you give me your permission." Ah, so this nigga was on some sub shit. Ooh, okay. I can play that game. I said, "Okay, I'm down." Tyrell said, "I would love to turn you on your back and do all kind of unmentionables to your body. With your permission, of course." I turned my head around and said, "Say less." "I would love to turn you on your back and do all kinds of unmentionables to your body. With your permission, of course." I turned my head around and said, "Say less." I turned over on my back. Tyrell stood at the edge of the bed. He leaned over and grabbed me by my waist. He pulled me in close until my feet were touching his chest. He asked for my permission to massage my feet, and I obliged. He then grabbed one of my feet and brought it in for a deep tissue massage. That shit got me so loose. He reciprocated and gave my other foot the same attention. Yeah, he was definitely more than a one-night stand. Tyrell placed his hands on my inner thighs and began to massage. My lower lady got moist. I moved my hips in a circular motion as his hands continued to edge closer to my little princess. Every single touch to my thighs sent tingles through my body that led right back to my amazing center, my love walls. As his hands got closer and closer to my center, Tyrell looked down at me with an intense look in his eyes. "With your permission, Aurora, I would love to explore what you taste like." "Damn, your pussy looks so good. Damn, you definitely have my permission to explore. Go right ahead." Tyrell grabbed my legs and pulled me to the edge of my bed. My legs fell to the sides in anticipation of what was next. He took his fingers, brushed up against my lips gently. My juices were building up and overflowing from within. I wanted him to taste me, and I moved my hips in encouragement to let him know he had my permission. Tyrell licked the edges of my lips lightly. I moaned. He licked my clit lightly, and her wetness kept flowing. His licks got a little more intense, and I moaned louder. I said, "Oh, damn, baby. This feels so fucking good. Oh, don't stop." Tyrell didn't disappoint. As he continued to lick, he brushed my clit lightly again. I whimpered. He then put her in his mouth and sucked. I whimpered again. What the fuck was this man doing to me? It was driving me crazy. I wanted more, and he sensed it and picked up the pace. Tyrell sucked on my love box, took it in and out of his mouth, and licked intensely. My hips increased in speed to match his energy. I said, "Ooh, damn, suck this pussy, baby." He stopped and said, "You like how I suck this pussy, don't you?" "Oh, yes, daddy." "Well, let me give you some more." "Oh, yes, you have my permission." Tyrell dived back in and continued to lick my lips up and down and around my center. First slowly, then fast flickers to my clit. "Oh, shit," I thought, as he licked and sucked. My clit was full and at full attention. His tongue flickered. My center pulsated. I moaned. His flickers intensified. My center pulsated more and more. My body began to tremble. "Oh, God," I said. "I'm almost there." Tyrell looked up and smiled. He played my center with his fingers. He said, "I'm about to fuck this pussy so good, I'ma snatch your soul." His fingers flicked my clit, and she was still at attention. He looked at me intensely and came up for a kiss. He gave my twins attention as he licked and sucked my big black areolas as his fingers continued to explore my love cave. I wanted this man. Tyrell kissed downward, going back to the place of promise, my soul snatch. He said, "Let me fuck this pussy and snatch your soul, but I can only do it with your permission." I laid back as he licked my lips gently again, bringing back that whimpering sensation. I said, "Oh, daddy, you have my permission. Oh, baby, please snatch my soul." Tyrell began where he left off, with intense flickers to my clit. I opened my lips and pulled them back for him, giving him direct access. Tyrell sucked on my pussy and I moaned again. He licked on my clit. She throbbed and he licked faster. My heart rate increased and my insides began to tingle. Tyrell kept licking, increasing the pace. I moaned. Hell, I screamed. I said, "Oh God, I'm coming." And my center released her juices like a waterfall with an ever-ending flow. I felt lifeless, oh my God, like I was floating on air. I opened my eyes, and I looked down. I looked down? Wait, how am I looking down? What the fuck is happening here? I felt like I was floating on air because I actually was floating on air. I looked down at my body. My body? Hold the fuck up. I was out of my body. I looked down at Tyrell. He looked up and smiled at me like he could see me. Wait, could he see me? I tried to get down, get back into my body. No luck. I hit an invisible wall. What the fuck? Tyrell looked at me again, and this time he laughed. His body fell to the floor and I looked in disbelief. I felt his presence. I turned around. It was all coming back to me. It was Ares, the sex god. Holy shit, I had forgotten. Ares said, "Welcome back, my love, from the other world. Did you think I had forgotten? I know that you did, but those are part of the rules, the laws, the promises." My memories kept coming flooding back. I was not Aurora anymore. I was Aphrodite, the goddess of love, and Ares and I had quite a bit of history. We were bound together in life and in death. I made a promise long ago, many lives before, to be his forever, and that was the law. When I gave him permission, I gave him direct access to my soul. Again, I said, "Hello, my beloved. I have returned to you once again. We have a passionate embrace, and all is well. We're in perfect bliss. But I also know, my beloved, And it won't be long before he needs to quench his appetite with something and someone beautiful, some sexual energy that attracts him that he can't help himself to. He is a god. But I am also a goddess, and I will not be contained. In the right time, when the veil between the worlds is thin again, I will make my return. And he knows this because he knows my thoughts. He says, "Must you make me chase you, my beloved, always? The veil between worlds is not for a few more moons. Enjoy me. Give me this pleasure." I obliged. Many moons later, I promised as I returned. And many moons later, I returned as promised. I am no longer Aphrodite, but someone else. Deep down, I know that I'm a goddess. I can feel it. Let the chase begin. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. I would like to say a huge thank you on Spotify and Anchor and Breaker and Google Podcasts to all of my listeners across the world, in the United States and Australia and South Africa and India and Norway and Germany and Portugal and the United Kingdom and in Canada. A huge, huge, huge thank you for listening. Know that I love you. Know that you are appreciated. And know that your support means the world to me.